Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
It is LaQuasha.
Okay, great. You can send her over.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Burdine, I wish you the best of luck, and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, LaQuasha. My name is Jeanette. We're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
That's great to hear. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
If that was the attorney on the phone, I guess so. If not, then no.
No, that's just the transferring person.
Okay.
And you've never signed any documents retaining an attorney?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then in case we get disconnected, I have your contact number here as 773-240-0712. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And then is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, I was. Ovarian cancer.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. And you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Last year, September 2003.
2023 or 2003?
I said it real quick. 2023. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mix it up all the time, too. Okay. And then do you recall, was it the beginning of the month, middle of the month, or end of the month in September when you were diagnosed?
It was towards the end. It was September 20th, if I remember the day.
Okay, September 20th, 2023. And how old were you when you were first diagnosed?
30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with ovarian cancer?
I still can't say her name right. It's a Polish name, but
okay.
I can spell it for you.
Perfect.
Dr. Katarzyna. That's the first name. And then the last name is Bochenska.
S-K-A. And where does Dr. Bochenska practice out of?
Lutheran General Hospital.
Okay.
In Park Ridge, Illinois.
Park Ridge, thank you. Okay. And is she on Dempster Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
1775 Dempster Street.
Okay. I see. Let's see. Okay, I see. Is it, the address says 1875. Is it supposed to be 1775?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, let me check. Okay. 1775 Dempster Street. And then, okay. And she practices out of Lutheran General Hospital in Park Ridge, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And what state were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer in?
I'm sorry, what state?
Yeah, was that in Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I did.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
About 6 times a year.
Six 6 times a year, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your date of birth?
12/20/1993.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and do you have any other friends or family or members who were also diagnosed with anything after using hair relaxers?
I believe so. I'm not quite sure. I know they used them. I don't know if they got diagnosed like me.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxers?
What year was 2000? Well, I was about 5 when I started using them, but my mother stopped, and then when I got older, I started using them around 2018. So how old was I then?
Okay, 2018. Let's see. Mm-hmm. I can do the math for you. So then. Mm-hmm. 2018, my is 1993. So you would have been around 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I started doing it myself. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when did you stop using hair relaxers?
2022.
Okay. And how often did you apply hair relaxers? Weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
About 6 times per year. Just depending on whenever my hair got nasty, maybe more.
Okay. So about, is that monthly, is that a good estimate?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. And when you were using hair relaxers from 2018 to 2022, was that consecutive or did you stop any time between those years?
No, that was consecutive.
Okay. So then 2022 minus 2018, so about 4 years consecutive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. My kid's school is calling. Oh. Lord have mercy.
Oh, no.
They can. How long is this going to be?
I'm almost done. It'll be really quick.
Okay. I can call them back.
Okay. And then where did you purchase, if the hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the products from?
From local beauty supply stores.
Okay. Beauty supply store. And then what was the salon that you went to get the treatment done?
It was done in Waukegan. The salon isn't open anymore. I don't even remember the name of it. I just remember the lady.
Okay, I'll just put Waukegan, Michigan Salon.
Okay.
And do you recall the brand name of the products you used?
Yes, Cream of Nature.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the hair relaxer products regularly for at least 1 year?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay. And then when did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis?
When did I become aware of it?
Uh-huh. It's okay if you don't remember the exact. Was it when you were diagnosed you first became aware?
Yes, that's when I became aware of it. I didn't really know. I just was having some issues.
Absolutely.
I just thought it was like some personal issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what treatment did you receive?
I received a full hysterectomy surgery, chemotherapy, and pain meds.
Okay, chemotherapy, okay. And what date did you receive the treatment, the first treatment?
September 24th, 2023.
2023. Okay. And then that was Dr. Katarzyna Bukhtinska. Yes. Was your treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Laquasha.
Laquasha, yes.
Okay. And how do I spell your last name?
B as in boy, URDINE.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
359-889-470.
Okay, thank you. 889-470. And that's 359?
Yes, 359-889-470.
Thank you. And then I have your email address here as your last name, first name, the number 6@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number we're speaking on, is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Thank you. And what is a good mailing address for you?
1501 Hervey Ave, North Chicago, Illinois.
How do you spell Hervey Ave?
H-E-R-V-E-Y.
North Chicago, Illinois. Zip code there is 60064.
Yes, the 60064, okay. Sorry.
Thank you. And do you have any copies of your medical records?
No, but you can get them from my doctor.
Okay. And you know they exist, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Sure. Let's do my my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Well, I'll just call her my mother-in-law, but let's do her. 224. Mm-hmm. 321-8180.
Okay, and what is her name?
Tanja Hudson.
How do I spell Tanja?
T-O-N-J-A.
J-A Hudson. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
I'm sorry?
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
You talking about like the e-signing?
Yes.
Yes, a little
okay.
bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. Let me just verify okay. that I have the information correct. Okay. And then I have that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxers. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and then I have your address as 1501 Hervey Ave, North Chicago, Illinois, 60064.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your email as your last name, first name, 6@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then I have your date of birth as 12/20/1993.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then I have your social as 359-889-470.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just sent over those DocuSign. There will be a text as well as an email. You may have to press yes or to allow consent. And then there will be a box for you to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures. And then you're going to press continue. Mm-hmm. Let me know when you see that come up.
Okay, do that now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be really quick.
Okay.
Yep. This is the last step.
Okay. Click on the... Mm-hmm. Yes. Tucson. It's not letting me sign.
Okay, what do you see on your screen? Do you see a start button, a continue button?
Yes, I pressed that. Now I'm at the sign thing, but it let me press the, do I just press continue?
So when you press that field to sign, it's going to bring up another box for you to draw your signature with your finger or press select style, and then you're going to want to press adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then do you see a signature populating now?
Yes.
Okay, and then just keep pressing the boxes until you see a finish button.
Okay. Keep pressing the boxes. Draw my initials. Okay. Okay, it says I'm done.
Perfect. You are all set to go. Again, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I'm sorry you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I will send you a text message. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out, but you'll receive a call from the law firm within the next 2 weeks. It's very important that you answer that call so that they can start the process, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a great rest of your day, and I won't keep you for any longer, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye.